Chad's an intro.
Hi, welcome back to Atomic Mind Dump. I'm Chad Mendoza.
I'm Bobby Robinson.
We're doing NPR again.
Hi.
I'm donating my time to the worthy cause of don't punch babies. Oh, no, Bobby doesn't do don't punch babies anymore. You heard him.
No, week. I kick them. I still abide.
Are you still accepting donations?
I found a way to inflict harm on a baby.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. And Alan's uncomfortable as usual.
Yeah. Alan, by being here, you're supporting everything that comes out of my
mouth.
Yeah,
I'm supporting hashtag don't punch babies. I thought that's what we were...
Yes.
So that was our stance. Hashtag don't punch babies. You're such a hypocrite, Bobby.
I'm not punching them.
Bobby Robinson.
Just chipping their strollers. They better be buckled.
Let's just change it to don't physically harm babies. That's too much of a stance to take. We'll just say don't physically harm babies.
Don't harm babies. I don't want to like add words because people are like, that's too many words. I don't want to follow that.
What if
you created some kind of Final Destination thing? Or if like you're a Rube Goldberg or if indirectly.
If you start the first marble in the Rube Goldberg machine, you're still harming babies. What if you're like, I only intend some idiot pedestrian to walk through, but it's someone holding a baby, and you're like, no! Don't harm me. I can't stop the sequence.
God damn it, I think we're going to get picked up by a bunch of pro-lifers. Don't harm babies.
You're mad at that? We're going to come off as pro-life.
This place is getting too political for me.
Welcome to the right-wing podcast.
I believe you have the right to harm your baby.
It's your baby.
It's your baby.
Well, I'm out for today.
No. I was going to do it, but I don't know. Comes off that well.
So yeah, I wanted to do a thing. We talked about last week how I'm listening to a bunch of children play video games. And I realized something that I that was happening while I was watching them that I didn't realize is a new generation. It's a new generation of sight.
Terrible. I know. It's like I didn't know what was going on with my right hand.
I was like, Mama, it's telling me no.
We've already loosely defined that he's a pedophile. And Tony's an alcoholic.
Oh, no, not beer in the fridge. Regularly stocked beer in the fridge. You got problems.
The thing about it is, like, I didn't notice, like, they are coming up with new slang, and I've noticed that we're on this whole generational precipice of people just making, like, the whole new words to describe what's
that's
cool now.
We're like now going over where we're at a touch.
Yeah.
We're now swatting. Is that when you kill flies? Like, no, when you call the cops on some guy that's beating you at Halo. Call of Duty, I guess.
At 40, Brian and I are just now getting out of touch.
We're with it. Do they still say hip and with it?
Your way of catching up with slang is swatting?
No.
The way you catch up with the street slang is swatting? Like, that's the...
You never heard that?
No. It's just weird that, like, that's your one connection that you have to this generation.
That's not the swat one. That's just the one example. You start naming all the examples.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have a few.
And no one's eyebrows are on fleek right now. Just so you guys know.
Oh, God. Brian may be here for this.
What is that?
Brian, don't.
What?
Okay, first of all.
We're on the precipice. We just went over. I no longer know what it means. Let fleek die.
Is that it? On fleek, you know what it means, too?
On this point is all I know.
Yeah, there we go. That's the first this game
oh,
show.
Oh, that's on your you have yeah. a list of slang? And
my list
was on
here? On fleek is the word they're saying now.
Is swatting. Hashtag let fleek
no,
die.
No, because mm-hmm. not everyone's using the word swatting to describe a situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hard.
Not every day does a SWAT team bust into your house.
Sorry, I'm not a pedophile. Sorry. I didn't know.
Like
Brian doesn't stare at videos of kids to know what they're up to these days. I stare at my kids staring at videos of kids to know what they're up to.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Your kids are doing the same thing. They're watching, like, PewDiePie and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to make money off them. I'm going to film them.
He's trying to make children.
I'm gonna film them and put them on YouTube. Make their YouTube dollars.
Like when Cartman has it.
I really hope that works.
And Cartman had that YouTube channel of him commenting on other people watching playthrough videos instead of actually playing the games.
Yeah.
That's how you make money.
They just sit there and watch kids playing.
All right, let's go through this. Like Bob?
Yeah.
See how out of touch we are.
Okay, so I'm sleepy every day.
I'm not gonna know any of these. How out of touch we finally become.
I'm not gonna know any of these.
How about basic?
Oh, that's basically low, standard,
low rent,
ordinary.
According to, that's
according
the obvious
to kids
definition.
That don't read the dictionary.
According to the Urban Dictionary, I got it from a third party, so it's not right off the top of my head. It's unsophisticated, transparent motives. It's like somebody that just comes, you're like basic ass bitch. Somebody that's like you can see coming.
At this point, isn't even Urban Dictionary out of touch with this generation?
I hope not.
I hope not, because that's
the only bridge I have. The Urban Dictionary is out of touch.
I've heard
nothing.
Basic before, but it's nice to know the actual definition of it.
I haven't heard it used that way.
You haven't used anyone called you like, he's so basic?
Well, I mean, I've been called that and boring and... But it all applies.
But that was by my wife. It's like
his five-year-old daughter.
His five-year-old daughter.
You're so basic.
Okay, what about here we go? Ratchet.
Oh yeah, I just used that.
He did use it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, ratchet.
I've heard ratchet. Oh, and that was it. That's the only
ratchet.
I'm guessing.
Give me the definition. I've heard the word, but I don't know what it means exactly. What does Urban Dictionary say?
This is the highest. They're by rating system, so this is the highest rating definition. A diva mostly from urban cities and ghettos that has reason to believe she's every man's eye candy. Unfortunately, she's wrong.
That's a story.
That's not a definition, is it?
It always has to apply to a woman? That's mean.
Well, the related words are ghetto, ho, gross, and nasty. So that's what ratchet
is. I can't believe hood rat's not in there.
She's from the 90s.
Chickenhead.
Yeah. Keep up.
What are these old references? This is like classical music, like Tupac. What's wrong?
Your slang wants that slang off its lawn. Is that in there?
This is the slang that's masturbating in my shed. It's a Beavis and Butthead record, right?
Oh yeah, that's all. It's all radical.
Oh, back in touch. Beavis and Butthead.
Back to
Beavis
and
can
that was dope.
Can we call Bobby a ratchet podcaster? Does that count?
I'm a gross, nasty podcaster.
I think that thinks you're a great podcaster.
In general, is ratchet.
I have to think.
Basic,
good
this ratchet. Episode is a ratchet podcast. A basic ratchet podcast.
Not on fleek. We're just using everything.
All right, here's the ones that I've been hearing a lot.
On what are you hearing these videos? On Urban Dictionary.
No, it's like
on children's
the kids are
videos.
Saying,
oh, on the videos.
Videos of children videos. That he watches.
Yeah.
All day.
Where I try to relate with it with my backwards baseball cap.
Oh, you're making videos with him?
You accept him, Chad? Because you have your baseball hat backwards. Is he one of you?
No.
He's sitting there batting.
No.
I sit backwards in every chair.
Turn every chair backwards.
I try to
rest your arms.
Before I talk,
that's
I'm
how
like,
adults try and write to children.
Later. I might explain why it's not working. Yeah. Because every conversation I go with him, I'm like, let's have a rap session.
Like, yeah, I'm wearing a button-up shirt and tie, but I'm also wearing jeans and old sneakers, and the sleeves are rolled up. So I relate. All right, what's next on the list?
My tie game's on fleek.
It's not.
So, like, you, when you're playing these games, you heard these kids saying it?
Yeah, they're saying
this is. You wrote these down. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is, like, common.
It's, like, common? Oh, wow.
This is, like, what they're
He's like,
saying.
Where's the subtitles button? Translations.
It's a shame they're not just yelling out movie titles that are in context for the conversation.
I'm Die Hard! I'm lost in translation!
Okay, here's one. Hype.
Did they change hype?
Yeah, what did you know what
You can't change hype.
They did.
What? You kids can't bad, have hype, it's ours.
If it's something bad, they change it. Otherwise, it's the same thing.
I just guess it's something cool, like...
There you go. It's fun, rowdy, wild.
So they didn't change hype.
Instead of saying awesome, or cool, they say that's so hype.
Is rad back yet?
That's the replacement of rad.
All the dust off.
It's like
rad.
The replacement of rad.
They're doing kickflips, and now they're
rad,
like,
rad has finally been replaced by hype.
Dope just texted me. It's mad.
That ratchet ass word.
He's so basic.
Hype replaced rad.
Dope, yeah, hype, so basic. Hype is the new dope. They just, like, every time they, like, do something on those games, they're just, like, saying hype all the time. Like, okay. It's just, like, that's the name awesome.
Hype. Yo, so, man, that's
basically
hype.
The same thing, but they just hype. Say it, they just use it differently, slightly differently in context. Okay.
It just doesn't sound right.
It's cool. Like,
now yeah. I can't say something is cool, then yeah, cool, or awesome. I don't know.
Chad, your hat is very hype today.
Psych! Psych on your touch. Yo, psych, that's the wrong number.
What the fuck?
I'm 40, what do you want? I reach back to my childhood, which is the 80s. I just, when things were rad.
I think this is awesome. We'll just, like, use this, and we'll just make the words, like, terrorize the words until they're uncool again. We'll just, like, pass
we'll
it
adopt all the words that guarantee the slang will die.
It's like bling bling for white people.
How old are the kids that are you watching?
These are, like, high school. Yeah, let's make this. We can't make this.
The FBI's
lesson.
Listening in now.
Yeah. No, these are, like, high school. I think they're high schoolish.
Yeah.
I can't tell. They're from, like, foreign.
But they're not, like 6 years old or something.
Huh? No, no, those ones are worse, man.
What?
I actually listened to, like, I tuned into a 12-year-old one, and I'm, like, done within a second. It's just the shittiest thing.
That sounded horrible.
Well, yeah. It is.
I turned into a 12-year-old video, and I was done in, like, a second. The FBI was
I was, like, smoking a cigarette, closing all the tabs. That was on fleek.
That channel was hype.
I caught my kids watching like those videos too. The same thing, like those videos. And the thing, like the 12-year-olds, the ones that are younger kids.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be watching. Like I'll be on my computer. They'll be on their computer next to me. You know, and I'm not really paying attention. I think just watching videos about video games and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a 12-year-old comes on there, and that those are the most foul mouth.
Yeah, like, they have no filter.
Yeah.
like
I don't know many words, so fuck.
Yeah, I was on there as 12-year-old, and then
he talked for daddy.
I don't know what the discussion was, like, but somebody's like telling the kid, like, oh, you might be able to go to jail for that. And he's like, what the fucking come? He's gonna come to my fucking porch and fucking arrest me. He's like this 12-year-old angry. He's already like did his nickel.
He's about to get swatted.
About Bill.
Don't show Bobby that video.
Hashtag hit children.
You've done like a second. I'm very uncomfortable that you're watching so many videos of children.
I'm not.
Well, some of you are not. And you guys listen. Some of you are not.
They come back. What are they gonna do? Fucking arrest me? Fucking lie?
12?
King Kong ain't got shit on me. Do you still watch King Kong? Do they still know who that is?
Yes, they still know who King Kong is.
I don't think so.
They don't know because have you
the
seen
the movie came out in 2005? The remake. 2005.
When did Titanic come out?
90 something.
Did you see that thing where they re-released it, digitally re-released it, and a lot of people were tweeting, "Oh my God, Titanic was a real thing."
Yeah. If it's like 30-year-old saying like, "Oh," 12-year-old's like, "Yeah, it was a real thing. It's kind of tragic. You should read the Wikipedia article on it." Wikipedia.
Do you have any
I'm
more
trying to be hip. Cool. Wikipedia.
You should wiki.
I know that's not. That we thoroughly
put in that. Wikipedia
that sounds like, I've heard that term a few times, like you should wiki it. Yeah. And that sounds kind of like what Bobby does when he watches it.
He's just Googling and wikiing.
Googling and wikiing.
And he catches it by Yahooing.
Holy shit, I'm going to prison.
Yahooing.
This is going to be like going through all my computer stuff now. What can I do? I'm like, I have to explain to my wife. I kind of...
They should go through it, just in case.
I kind of incriminated myself on this one. Think that out of hand.
It's another word. It's another word. Anything good?
This is salty. No,
yeah.
Salty. This is like Tony's.
Surly,
thing.
Bitter, angry.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds.
So it means the same thing it meant in 1860. Are we right?
Holy shit, I just don't have that.
In 2015.
Salty sea life? It's like going back to Paris.
So that's what it is. Right?
Salty. It's pissed, upset.
You're salty in 2015.
Yeah,
saying
it's
salty
same.
In 1850.
That's awesome. So it's a cycle trend.
It's a hipster word now.
Yeah, it's nothing that we would use, though. We would call people salty.
That's like ruffled shirts coming back.
It's like
that's what you
call.
Instead of saying
red hat, a whole
instead of
saying salty
like
in the
like...
80s, except this food is salty. And I don't mean the food's angry.
Well, everything is like 80s now. Have you seen all the new music videos now? They look like they're made from the 80s. Like,
I'm watching
like...
music videos.
Why are you watching music videos?
That's on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Oh, you mean there's more than children?
It's like that the new Britney Spears and Iggy Azalea. They have a music video, and it looks.
How are you finding these things?
It's YouTube. Like the, it's on the cover of YouTube. Like it's like the first thing on YouTube.
It, yeah.
As soon as you open it, yeah.
If you watch, doesn't even go to YouTube's homepage. He goes right to his book.
YouTube opens differently when you
watch a lot of children play.
Because that was just children videos. They're not even playing video games. They're just in their front yard.
If you just watch one video about like something really stupid, just like
yeah.
You accidentally click on a link about like a fishing show or something,
yeah.
And it's like, hey, here's 80 other fishing shows, and you, like as you're on your homepage, you know,
they do have like a popular one, like the
yeah.
most popular,
yeah, the most popular. That's yeah. sometimes
that's where you see a lot.
And
of
even on the music video awards, I think like the Nick Jonas guy, he came out and like. In back of him, you know, like had like pink sunglasses and like triangles and the laser lights,
like
the style.
Yeah, like totally.
Saved
80s.
By the Bell.
Yeah, like Saved the Bell stuff. And I was like, oh my god, dude.
I like his, name is Nick Jonas, but he calls him that Nick Jonas guy. He could have just said
you know
Nick Jonas.
You know who he is.
The Jonas.
What's
brother.
Next on the slang list?
I'm out of slang list.
Slang lover, right?
Well, I have something that should go over pretty well in this room. So I saw a couple videos recently about fat shaming.
Oh.
And one of them was this rap battle where this guy like totally slams like fat dude, his big T or something like that, and he just goes on and on about like, and it's really funny. I mean, but and then it's like you got his thing, main thing is like, you know, he starts talking about his overweight and all that stuff, and then he's like. He goes into like, you know, he knows that he has kids, so why don't you try to get healthy or whatever? And
it's like, yeah, so it's like, yo, man, I'm worried about it. Kids feel wrong to try to beat his.
Yeah.
It's a weird intervention rap.
He just stops rhyming at some point, just, hey, man, you got kids, don't you want to see him grow up?
Yeah. It was a weird thing.
And they hug it out.
Because he's like, he's like, when you jump in the sky, you get, I don't know, it's not the exact lyrics, but let's say, when you jump in the sky, you get stuck. Take care of your kids. That's kind of how it felt like.
Don't you know Bill O'Reilly says the cause of crime is single parent homes? Take care of your kids. Eat a salad, son.
The fat guy's like, I'm gonna tear away.
He drops the mic. Oh!
He's right.
There are people like, mad at the guy for fat shaming the dude, or just
It's a rap battle.
It's a rap battle. I feel like, yeah, there's no rules in a rap
battle. It's a rap battle, but the dude was...
Except other than rhyme.
Well, it sounds different. It sounds like the guy felt conservative changed his rap
battle. But no, but the thing is, he, like, tore him apart. He told him a new asshole, and then he goes into that whole, like...
I bet he's like a camp counselor. You give him the bad news first, and then you reinforce it. A rapper with a button-up shirt and tie, but he's rap sitting on a chair backwards with his arm.
When he said, let's have a rap session, you actually
That guy's rhymes are sick. Oh, that's just how he talks. He accidentally rhymes everything. He's like the hype up in the camera, looking in the camera. Yo, my name is, I tear rappers down, and then I build them back up.
You gave him a compliment sandwich, but he didn't want him to eat it.
It's got too much gravy.
So the other one, the other video I saw was about the guard. It was from The Guardian, and it's this lady that's going, has all these things like, basically, this is why I'm fat, and you shouldn't be like, you know.
Is eating crap food on the list?
Huh?
Of basically why she's fat? Is it like because I eat like garbage and don't
No, it's kind of excuses.
Then that list is bunk.
Yeah, it's kind of some of the excuses that she had was like, okay, one was like, they don't make workout clothes for our size,
so I can't work out.
Yeah, and then
what the fuck?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, they do. There's 3XL Hanes t-shirts at Walmart and Target.
If you're too big to fit in workout clothes in that size, all you have to do right now is just get out of bed and walk down the stairs.
Yeah, in your pajamas
just start,
that you bought.
Just start walking
size.
Around the house a little.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, start with dieting. You don't need a workout. You don't need a diet outfit.
But the thing is that the way they put it is, she put it is like, basically... The world against fat people, you know?
What is? But
yeah, but like, you know, diet.
So stop.
Or, yeah. If you're not comfortable in your own skin, then you can do something about it.
Yeah. Yes, people are too harsh with the fat shaming. However, you're gonna, I mean, let me lay out my rap to you guys. Take your fucking carousel down.
Drop a beat.
Give us a beat. No, I mean... You know, beat so other than Chad, who doesn't have to worry, all of our glands are okay. All of our bones are normal size. We just eat garbage, and when we don't want to be this big, we stop eating garbage and working out more. And it works, right? It works for me.
Well, apparently, I want to be this big. If you look at my diet.
Talking about white eating White Castle. Oh, that killed me. This weekend,
I finally saw a White Castle in daylight.
Ugh.
I don't want that brown sponge.
What?
It's like day shift
brown sponge.
The White Castle burger in daylight. We finally saw one this weekend.
It doesn't
look like ground beef. I don't know. You know when you're cooking a hamburger in a pan and that stuff oozes off the burger? You know that grayish brown.
Yeah. Stuff?
If they scooped all that up and mashed it into a sponge,
that's what
a White Castle burger is in daylight.
Tasty.
They're about to tear down this podcast.
Yeah.
And you bite into it, you're like, why is it so wet?
I don't like deep dish. I don't like White Castle.
That's why we advertise.
You know what? You guys have a lot of preference about food for fat people.
Exactly.
Well, I keep going back to White Castle, but I finally saw it in daylight. So
you can be a super picky eater and still get fat if it's just like, I only eat fried chicken. Then yes, you're going to get fat just eating fried chicken.
But, like... The thing that was like, she made it almost like a racial thing, like it was.
It's because I'm fat, isn't it?
Yeah, like we don't get as much jobs. Fat people don't get as much jobs. They don't make enough clothes for us. There's not enough. Like Abercrombie and Finch says they don't want to see. He doesn't want to see us in their clothes. They don't want fat people to be wearing Abercrombie and Finch. I mean,
the sad thing though is she's correct in that regard that the world it doesn't cater to people of that size because we're not supposed to be that size because it's super unhealthy.
Yeah.
People that size are ratchet.
Basic diet.
Do you call them ratchet skinny people?
Are they terrible?
Are they ratchet fat people?
Ratchet fat people.
Okay.
Being that size is like the 600-pound life people.
Yeah.
Like that's. Fucking crazy to be like that greasy all the time.
Wow.
No, it's like, there's this guy who used to be in this fighting thing that he used to do, and he was, like, super overweight. And he had those, what do you call them, those diabetic sores on his legs.
Oh,
oh yeah,
just, like, I seen that. They just start bleeding out of...
Oh,
that is gross. But can we backpedal to that fighting thing I used to do? What is that fighting?
You're talking about Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. When I used to, when I used to dress up in my wizard cape and robe.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning.
Oh, is that your LARPing phase?
My LARPing phase.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, no,
oh wait, Alan just asked about it.
That's oh, no, I knew what it was. I wanted you to admit that. I didn't know about it.
No, I used to, yeah, it used to be that heavy combat thing where you just fight, like, full contact stick fighting.
He didn't like when we called it LARPing.
But I didn't know what better thing to call it, because it was essentially LARPing.
You play in character, you're talking about, like, the Dog Brothers crazy stuff with fencing mask and rattan sticks beating the crap out of each other.
Medieval armor.
Yeah.
You are you're not necessarily have to be in character even though you have a character name.
It's like, still annoying. I can imagine that one guy that's like, "Sir! Oh, yeah, I challenge you to a fucking duel."
Some people like that.
Yeah, you have to dress like people like... If, the only way you can be king is if, like, you're the best fighter, so...
Oh, there's a king.
You have to address that guy as a king. But it's like, he's the best fighter. He's like, you only get there because you...
Not on the streets!
Yeah, we'll come at this guy with a stick and see what happens. But, it's just,
I'm not mad at LARPing. I watched that documentary Darkon on Netflix. I was like, this looks fun! This looks really awesome!
I drank so much mead, it was like so good. Getting drunk around people. Fat chicks want to fuck you? Fuck that, that's crazy. Awesome. Ratchet ass fat chick.
Ratchet wench.
Ratchet witches. I sound like a salty.
I want to be a LARPing archer.
Yeah,
I've had a couple of nerf arrows, and when people get close, they're like, might give up. I just wanted to shoot nerf arrows at you guys, but I don't want to get hit.
We're still recording, right?
Yeah, the light's on. Is that what happened last week?
Yeah, that's what happened last week. You didn't hear the breathy intro?
Yeah, I heard the breathy intro. I hear
the free use breathy intro.
I copy pasted it back into the
little from episode.
So what happened? Did it just stop recording? Or
it stopped recording 20 minutes in.
It just stopped.
Like, I'm done.
Done.
Odd.
It missed all that hype about, what was it? That
I didn't
stupid
hear it, so.
Movie with the fucking nerds playing Pac-Man.
Oh.
Let's talk about it again, because have you seen the King Kong yet?
We're about to see a kill screen here. Potential kill screen, everyone. We're going to review that movie next week. That movie's fantastic.
Potential kill screen.
You haven't seen it?
No,
oh my god, it's fantastic.
The Lords of Kong Town or whatever?
King of Kong.
Lords of Kong.
All seven
listeners, watch King of Kong if you haven't seen it already.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix, I think.
It's the story that you guys missed.
Yeah.
It's not on Netflix?
I don't know.
It's on YouTube?
Find it. Whatever you have.
Just buy the DVD.
What are you going to do?
Just buy it.
Nah,
it deserves to be purchased.
Torn it.
It deserves to be purchased. We're going to watch King of Kong. Bobby's going to watch a video of a 12-year-old watching King of Kong.
That's the only way I watch videos now.
He's just going to find a kid playing King Kong. Well, I tried. What is my right hand doing?
Typing hashtag do a barrel roll.
What was that hashtag I referenced to again? I forget.
Huh?
Do a barrel roll?
Star Fox.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
God, you're such a...
Does Google still play a barrel roll if you type that
in? You never played Star Fox?
No.
The fuck, Oleander Bose is...
he's a real-world arching.
The story you told, that they cut out on, some kid was jacking your video games. Is that when you gave up on them?
I heard that.
He's like, if I don't...
You lent him Excitebike and got back Gyromite or something like that.
Gyromite. That's
yeah, we didn't know
the name of it.
Yeah, he swapped out.
I was under the car. I was like, it's like yelling like you guys can hear me. Like, it's a never-ending story. It's Gyromite. Come on, everyone.
A train.
The kid with a screwdriver thinks he's pulling like a Ocean's 11 on the
where did it cut off in the story?
I don't remember. Right when we talked about it, we don't know the name of the game.
Was that where it got basically off? Around there?
Yeah, so the guy, I let the kid borrow, just to finish the story, because Bobby didn't cut it out. So, just to finish the story, I let the kid a video game. Yeah. I let the kid a video game, he returned the video game, but he changed out the chip in the, inside of it, and it became like a neighborhood crime act.
Like, it's just what you did to each other now? Uh-huh. Or did the neighborhood revolt? Is that what?
Yeah, pretty much. Then it was like, because everyone
shunned
was, yeah, everyone
by
was
the
like,
Amish community.
Yeah. Like, don't trade your games with Joey. He'll try to swap it out with some, like, fucking ice climber.
You blacklisted him?
Yeah. Was Joey's black. Real name?
No, I don't know.
I was going to say, are you outing all your childhood?
I would out that guy right now.
Yeah. Furby. You beat a Furby.
Like, yeah, you let him borrow, you know, like, I don't know, Top Gun, and he returns the Atari ET game.
Somehow he got it in the same context.
If you could put it in and then the Atari ET game comes on, you gotta just like.
I don't know how we did it.
Good job, Joey.
Play the shit out of this ET game.
Somehow he got it.
It's easier than landing in Top Gun.
Yeah, that. Oh, God. Did we talk about that before? Who did I talk about that?
How Top impossible Top Gun is to, like, you shoot down, like, 20 MiGs and then you crash on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah. And you
know, I don't know how to land.
I looked up a YouTube video because I we were talking about it and I wanted to see, like, you know, what it actually looked like. successfully. And there's a YouTube video. And then, like, the title of YouTube video is something like, The Impossible Top Gun Landing.
Did you guys ever see that angry video game nerd review? He was reviewing Top Gun, talking about how impossible it was to land. And then he had a second video talking about how hard it was to play video games with the power glove. And he lands the ship in Top Gun with it, and it shows him with this incredulous. He's like, he can't believe he landed using the power glove in Top Gun.
You couldn't do anything with the power glove.
Awesome.
That was the whole point. Like, you couldn't play any game. Like, we would lose to Glass Joe and Punch Out because it's just one. Oh, my right hand just.
I love when they featured that in
the Wizard.
Yeah, the Wizard.
The power glove.
Yeah, it's so. What did he say? I forgot. It's so cool. Or something.
He said, "This is hype." Yeah. This is hype. Let's say basic, like your controller. A ratchet and like, out of here. Yeah, you salty dog? Salty dog? That's a pirate version. Yeah. They revealed the Power Glove and Super Mario Brothers 3 in that movie.
Yeah, I remember seeing
playing Super Mario Brothers 3 for points.
Yeah, you look at it now. Oh, you know what? That version of the game is like the most expensive video game ever.
What do you mean? There's
the tournament edition.
Yeah,
tournament edition.
Yeah,
that's a different version of the game.
Yeah,
because it's time and point based, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I shut off during a certain time, whatever.
I didn't even know it was a real game.
Yeah, it's like $10,000 or some ridiculous number for a video game.
But you buy it, and it's like, this is Gyromite.
Yeah. Joey! He got me again!
Joey's hot by a Furby.
It's like, I don't even have the Gyromite robot. Yeah,
I don't got the Rob.
Because you had to play Gyromite. If you didn't have the robot, then you had to play with two people.
Yeah. One, and the other person just hits B and A to open doors.
Open and close doors. And like, open the fucking door!
Hit B! I wish you were a robot.
You squish, you son of a bitch.
Awful game. Oh, man. Did you see the peripheral for, what is it, that duck shooting game?
Duck Hunt? The light gun?
You know that, right? The light gun, when it works? I was reading something where it does that flash thing. It actually does, like, a negative space where the duck
was.
Yeah,
that little square is.
And that's how it tells
you. It says a square where the duck is, and it's checking to see if the gun was pointed at it.
So you can cheat by, like, just aiming it at a dark area in your room and just, like...
Or you can just stand right in front of the screen like everyone else did. I couldn't even do that. I'm like guns all dragging on the screen. Don't touch the screen. I hate you.
I hate this dog.
I hate the ducks. I hate this gun. Yeah, I mean, you gotta stand a little bit away from it.
I was never good at it.
Have you seen the videos where they take like video games and they actually reanimate them? Like, they'll take the actual graphics from video games and just turn it into like Usually it's death. Oh, like destruction.
Like Mario Brothers when he steps on the turtle and there's like blood splatters.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are, yeah. I can't believe how many of those there are. Like, my kids watch Sonic the Hedgehog, and there's a Sonic, there's an actual game that you can download on the computer that's a Sonic the Hedgehog, like, hell kind of thing.
There's demons and lava and...
Yeah, just all, just, and Sonic has like these red eyes that just look deep into your soul and say, fuck you.
So fucking edgy.
Bobby can tell us how to make it. He watches videos of kids making those.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know any of those Nintendo games you guys were talking about. I didn't see any kids playing them. So that was weird to me.
We've basically shown how in touch we are by never discussing a game past the Sega Genesis.
Dude, I said Halo or Call of Duty, whatever you kids are playing. Mm. It's probably Destiny.
Yeah, but you didn't reference it as a game you were playing.
No, I don't play that stuff.
Do you play anything?
I am currently playing Army of Two. I don't know why.
Like the first one?
No, the third one. The one that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, you don't know why, because you don't like it?
It's not as good as the first two.
Oh.
I think more than anything, it's more fun when you're playing split screen and you're constantly high-fiving the other dude as a
or
joke.
Or smacking him.
You like
the negative positive reinforcement.
But I, I play Call of Duty Ghost. I haven't played Advanced Warfare yet. You play Advanced Warfare, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're mostly current on. We're like a step behind on video games. Except Tony, he still runs in the corner looking at the ground.
Yeah. I don't play video games.
His only reference to video games is that one thing.
Yeah. Actually, most of the time, the main video games that I get to my kids are, like, the old ones, you know, like Sonic the Hedgehog, the original Sonic the Hedgehog, and all that stuff. And, man, they freak out on those games. Like, I don't know if you remember that Sonic the Hedgehog, like, there's that part where you're running down a tube. And you gotta jump in front. You're like, you and Tails are jumping back and forth to try to get the most coins.
You're not talking about the first song. You're talking about like the
second one. Yeah. So
Tails was
yeah. So I mean, I remember playing that with my friends, and it's like looking back to the future. I mean, back to the past, because it's like they're having the same arguments. Like, stop jumping in front of me! Stop jumping! Let me pull it!
Are they playing on the Wii? Huh? Are they playing on the Wii?
They're playing on the hacked Xbox.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because you can buy like a Genesis that has like all the games on the cartridge now.
Yeah, if you want to spend money.
Yeah.
Takes an Xbox, hacks it to play Nintendo games. Neither of you kids will live beyond my childhood.
The kid looks back at him like, Daddy, are we poor? Yeah, players like,
we're fiscally responsible. Chasing values.
We're poor now, but if I get YouTube videos of you kids playing Nintendo games.
I don't know, if Bobby will watch them.
Yeah, Bobby's gonna watch my kids. And I'm gonna go kill him.
It's funny because you're like, I just recorded them one time playing video games. And I felt like giving the direction, like, be more interesting!
Not about playing video games, just in the video.
Flip around more.
Do some head spins.
Be more interesting.
Yeah, my oldest son downloads games on the Wii, and he spends his own money to do it, and he gets...
How does he make money?
Allowance. So it's not his money enough to get allowance.
It ain't your money, is it?
Wow.
If I don't scoop cat poop, it's his money. He cleaned the litter box, he gets some money.
Oh, okay.
But he gets like, he downloads like Mega Man 1 and Mario Brothers 3, not the $10,000 edition. And yeah, he plays a lot of the older games and stuff. But my oldest son is all into Minecraft and Payday 2. Yes, it's an awfully violent game for a 13-year-old to be playing.
What's Payday 2? I don't know.
It's a multiplayer bank heist game.
Yeah.
It's like Grand Theft Auto or something?
No, it's a game based around bank heisting.
Yeah. It's Heat, the video game?
It's Heat, the video game. But, because everyone has, like, masks on, and then you can buy different masks and stuff with the money you earn,
and they actually do have the ex-president masks.
That sounds fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, I was watching them play it. And
oh, so you've seen kids playing it?
Yeah, I've seen it played by kids a bunch of times. That's how that sentence ends.
Are you worried about Bobby watching your kid play it?
Are you watching my kid play it?
No, but it looks like a lot of fun. And
full pants and keyboard.
But that's like the one game we wanted to play together because he plays on the PC. And I was like, I'll just download it for the Xbox. And I was like, I don't want to pay $20 for Payday for some online-only game when I don't even have Xbox Live. So I'm going to have Tony hack my Xbox for me.
Well, he doesn't hack Xbox 360s.
Original Xbox. I guess that's the other problem is I don't have a next-gen console yet, so I'm going to be behind on games for a while, so... That's why I'm playing Army of Two.
Why don't we even talk about gaming? We're all
sorry. It sounded there for a second like he was asking for donations.
So if you do want more episodes of us badly talking about video games, we need donations for PS4s and Xbox Ones. Do not donate to the podcast. We are not worth it. Until Tony gets his Vaprion page, of course.
Vaprion. Why you take that back? I want donations.
I don't want donations.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I was ignoring you.
It's okay to call him a pedophile, but as soon as they say donation, he's like,
fuck y'all.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm mad.
It's funny when
I'm so salty right now. I'm like McDonald's French fries. By the way, ask to get the French fries with no salt, and they have to make new French fries. You want fresh McDonald's French fries?
Yeah, because the whole pile is salted when they dump it.
That's a life hack.
Like it's a brand new life hack.
Oh yeah, the fresh fries are so much better than the fries that were sitting there from a minute ago.
You don't ask for a cheeseburger without pickles; they have to make it fresh too.
I feel like fat shaming everybody.
I don't care what you do.
Your salty asses ain't getting a life
hack. I'll cart.
Oh, did you hear this? Nintendo hired Bowser. They hired him.
I know he's fictional, right? That sounds like a tax loophole. Yeah.
No. His name's Doug Bowser. But they hired him to be vice president of sales. I just think it's... I don't know. When my wife sent it to me just now. I'm just...
Who's this?
She's like, Bowser? Your podcast sucks right now. You need this story.
It's just a guy, Ron Bowser.
Yeah, his name's Doug Bowser.
Doug Bowser.
Just like, does his life lead up to that moment, or...
What are you talking about? I don't understand. Who's Bowser?
What was that?
Gamer?
Like
you were talking about how your kids played Mario. How do you know?
Oh, he got away. Oh, okay, so you were actually talking about the fictional character.
I said Nintendo to begin with.
Oh my god! Fired up. I'm fired up like Bowser. Wow!
You spitting
fireballs like Bowser.
You piece of shit. We're not even...
I don't know. When you start talking about Mighty Tight turns off.
We've leveled pedophile accusations at made fun of Lisa's donations.
Who's Bowser?
I don't know who Bowser is. From the guy who admits he doesn't know how to play video games. He doesn't play video games.
Jesus Christ. No, he's admitted playing Mario. He knows all about that.
He admitted to watching his kids play Mario.
Yeah. Okay. Why are you watching your own kids? You're watching everybody else.
It's not like I turned the TV on and go, alright, I'm going to work. You guys, you guys try not to kill each other. Or Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hot dogs in the fridge.
Yeah, hot dogs in the fridge. Just turn the stove on. Throw them in there.
Did someone else get that childhood? That
what, the watch yourself childhood with the TV on? Well, you know, we rode bikes in the desert and set fires to stuff. So yeah, we had a similar childhood. We had 80s childhood. We had ratchet childhood.
Ratchet basic ass childhood.
I told Bobby this story before. I remember there was one time where so my mom taught my brother how to make spaghetti, right? And so she's gone, no one's around, and it's just me and him, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna make spaghetti. And he turns the stove on, boils spaghetti, and then he's like, she told him that one thing is when you make spaghetti, it's ready. When you take a strand of spaghetti and then toss it against the wall. And if it sticks, then it's good. It's good to go.
I just chew on it to see if it's...
Yeah, I've done that, though.
We did do that. It was like...
It doesn't work.
Did you try the spaghetti against the wall thing?
Yeah.
So it's a thing, right?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, it's something people...
Okay.
We're talking about always. So.
Yeah, so it comes down to test it. And I think she left one important thing was it wasn't just a single strand of spaghetti. So he took the entire bowl of spaghetti and tossed it against the wall.
It's not ready yet.
Yeah.
It's just
too
ready.
It's too ready. Scoop the rest off the floor and boil it some more.
The boiling kills the floor dirt. It extends the 3-second rule.
I just imagine one of those things as a kid, it makes sense in your head until right as you do it.
Women.
Wait, he's definitely shooting us out.
That's one of those things you should show instead of say, oh, it's ready when you throw it at the wall and it sticks. For example, here's one strand. In his mind, he's like, I can't wait to see what this looks like.
It's done!
He didn't even want spaghetti. To test if the noodles were done. That's why he told you he wanted to make spaghetti.
You probably just watched a documentary on Jackson Pollock.
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 Jackson Pollock.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jackson Pollock.
Pollock.
Like, a little racist.
That's what Jackson Pollock would do, throw a bowl of spaghetti.
Tony said it, I just had his voice.
We were so
later.
Done without racism.
So actually, done. That reminds me of a joke.
Hold beer.
So, okay, the Pollocks and the Germans are having a war, and the Pollocks pull out a bunch of hand grenades, throw them at the Germans during the war, and the Germans pick the hand grenades up, pull the pins out, and throw them back. Chad liked it.
Is that the first time you heard that one, Chad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Chad lives a sheltered life. His mom threw the spaghetti at the wall for him. That joke's probably as old as the war that the joke is saying. That was on the propaganda posters during World War II.
On the road leading up to the war. That's what they wrote it.
Some bard in Germany wrote that.
A bard. What do you think World War II happened? Do you think they were LARPing?
They were LARPing.
They're fighting with full contact sticks on each other.
And someone said at the time, they're like, yeah, salty is a good word if someone's angry. Use that from now on. Use that, bard. While you rap about how we should lose weight and care for our kids.
That's so sad. I don't know if that rapper came back. If anything, if that was your retaliation to be rap battle, be like, you're right.
It was like the end of 8 Mile. He just holds the microphone and then just hands up and walks away. And it shows him jogging.
He says like this whole workout montage. He's like, gotta get his life together.
Yeah. I've been eating better and I've been walking every morning.
This is rap battle.
It's like a defensive rap. He just switches to defense. You're not gonna win with defense, dog. This world hates us. They don't have extra large giant baggy shirts in my size.
Yeah, I would work out, but I can't find workout clothes.
It's hard to fit guns in this waistband.
It's not even rapping, really. Is he doing a bit? It sounds like more progression.
He's not spitting bars. I don't know what.
He's eating them.
He's eating bars.
Candy bars. Oh. He's upset again. Goes out for a jog. It's like, they got me again.
Speaking of wars, just another little antidote that I read.
Antidote.
I don't know how you say it.
Antidote.
I thought the C was silent.
It's only seen written, all not read.
I thought the C was T. When the C was silent, there's a T in there.
But so there's a, I forgot which war it was, but there's a war that the Americans were having against. I'm guessing Russia or Cold War Russia. I forgot exactly what the thing was, But to make them feel bad about themselves before, like to demotivate them before they went into war, Americans, they were planning on, they were making plans to how to motivate them. And one of the plans was dropping large size condoms, like magnum size condoms, and writing medium on them. American condoms.
Makes sense. It sounds like a joke in the making, but it didn't make it.
It's not a joke. It was real. Actually, they were actually planning on doing that. I was like, that is fucking genius. I don't know why they didn't go through with that plan.
It's not to deter you from war.
People writing medium on felt bad. We don't get these either. Everybody was
this is a lie. It's like there's a lot of work that has to be done there. They have to like the Russian guy has to open up the condom.
Try on and go.
I don't know why I tried out this Dropbox condom.
I should have bought the large.
Or he, what if the complete opposite happened? Where like he put the condom on and it fit just right. And it's like, oh, we're gonna win this war.
They're trying to control our population.
But if it fit just right, that means his big dick is just a medium.
Just medium.
The floppy conscience of
America. Just a bunch of emo soldiers. Nobody wants to fight. Everyone feels bad about themselves.
I can't fight a war. Dicks are bigger.
That is the dumbest plan ever.
A lot of groundwork on that one. He's gonna... The room just falls deathly silent when that pitch idea gets pitched. You're like, really fucking really, Dave?
You know what it is? Nobody wants to admit that they don't fit in those. Like,
yeah, right there. Yeah. I got five right here.
I'm going to my personal stash.
That's for my wallet.
That's why the plane got so far. Nobody wanted to admit the emperor wasn't ready. The emperor wears medium.
The emperor wasn't wearing any magnums.
The emperor wears medium.
That's so stupid.
I mean, what if we made it all the way to the president? The president was like, oh.
I don't like this idea.
This makes me feel bad.
I'm sure somewhere, someone in that chain was like, that's stupid. Let's just drop bombs instead.
You know how much jet fuel costs?
You drop like 2 trips?
Yeah. Alright, we should end this.
We should end it. We should
start. Atomic mind.
Really, that's how we're doing this? Ending.
Not hype, bro.
Not hype.
Is it still recording? Okay.
You recorded it. We got a second sound clip.
It's got a foot cramp.
Jesus Christ, you old fucking grandpa. You got a foot cramp from sitting up and sitting back down?
It's not my fault, Bobby. Age happens.
Is your sciatica acting up? What's going on?
Have you never had a sciatica in the mail? He actually has it. He's a little sensitive about that. Are you just cheap shotting him for the Bowser comment?
I'm gonna rap to him about losing some weight.
Every now and then I come to work, I'm just yelling down the hallway, my sciatica! Help! With that old lady on the ground. Family's phone.
Taylor steps over you to go to work.
The standing they're setting up. Oh, yeah. Can you seamlessly edit this ending in?
I don't know what this is.
Alright, this has been the episode of the Atomic Mind Up. What are you doing?
This will be the first episode we've ever ended.
That's what I'm saying. Go, Bobby Tom.
I don't know if we're going to end on that excellent demissions bit. That was so hype. We should have ended there.
Well, we can still end it there. There's a second audio clip that we can eat on TV.
Can we call to review? Can we just ask people to leave a review for the podcast again?
Okay.
Well, promise again that we'll read those out loud.
Hey, like Spike us.
Like Spike.
Like Spike, leave a review, subscribe.
Hashtag do a barrel roll.
Hashtag do a barrel roll. What else did they say?
Don't harm babies.
No, harm.
Don't harm babies.
Harm a baby if you want to. It's your choice.
Not your dad.
Not your dad.
That PSA lasted like a
I'm week. Not your baby's dad.
We don't even stand by that. I still stand by it. I just don't fight for it. This ratchet podcast.
As soon as it's
true. Please review the podcast, good or bad.
I'm glad we ended on that, like, the baby bit. Like, please review us.
I keep wanting to turn it off. And
we just want out. Let's just
slow fade us out. Slow fade us out.